Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis, Omid Aleph. Three lines from the top. Tono Rabbonon. Ubo Aaron el Oil Moed Lomu Hubo. The Pasuk says in Achre Mois. Ubo Aaron el Oil Moed. There's a parash over here. Let me go through the parash very briefly. The Pasuk says in Achre Mois, it starts off. This is the avoda of Yom Kippurim. That's in Pasuk Dalet. It goes Ksoin is bad Kodesh Yilbosh. These are the big day kuna, the Dalet Begodim. Ksoin is bad Kodesh Yilbosh. Umichas bad Yal B'soroi. Uvavnit bad Yachkov. Mitzvahs bad Yitznoiv. These are the Dalet Begodim Yom Kippur. Big day Kodesh Yem Rosh Maimis B'soroi Leveshom. So it starts off Perek the Zion in the beginning of Achemois, Pasuk Dalad, the Dalad Begodim. And then it says that he brings, right after that, it says that he brings the Avodas Hayoim. Etc. Then it goes all the way to Pasuk. Chav Gimel, after the whole avoda of the Yom Kippurim, it says Ubo Aaron El Oyel Moed to push it as Big Day Abod. He removes the Big Day Abod, which is Dalet Begodim. Asher Lo Vash Bevoy El Hakodesh V'Nicham Shom. That's Pasuk Chav Gimel, and then in Pasuk Chav Dalet says V'Rochatz Es B'Sora B'Mayim. He washes himself V'Mokim Kodesh V'Lo Vash Begodov. He puts on again Begodim, which implies. And he puts on now the big days off. He just removed the big day bad, and he puts on big days off. That is the oilosoiv and oilosaom. That's elo ve'eloom. And also, over here, we have big days off. And this is also the korban musaf that he brings, part of the musafim, the chippe bade vad beis vade om. Now, then the posse continues in chav dalad, and it's in chav hey, it continues weiter with the things that he does. Now, this pasuk in Chav Gimel, Ubo Aaron El Oil Moed, the pasuk that's Big Day Abod, it doesn't say what he does. It just says he comes to the Oil Moed, which means all the way inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Upasuk that's Big Day Abod, he removes the Big Day Abod. The Gemara is going to say it's referring to the removing of the Kafan Amachta. There was an Avodis Akteris that was done in the Pasha of Yom Kippur when he wore the Big Day Bad. And now he removes the Kafan Amachta. So now this removal doesn't really take place right then and there. Really, it's out of order. Because what he does, the Eilo ve'Eilo Om takes place before that. And then he goes and he puts again on the Big Day Bad and he removes the Kaf Amachta. So everything is in order except for these two Pesukim, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, are out of order. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Because in essence, we're going to describe now the five times that he's Mekadesh himself, the five Tevilas, I mean, and the Ten Kiddushin. Zok the Gemara, Tonu Rabbono. It doesn't mean that his tam goes inside to remove his begodim. Just to go inside, remove your begodim, like it says in the pasuk. This pasuk has come to tell me that he removes the kafan amachta that he placed there earlier by the virus actoris. If you look through the psukim, it's all ala seder. The avoided that he did throughout the day, chutz bi posik zeh, except for this posik. This posik, like we said, is the removing of the kaf amachta, is not ala seder, because after that it says, this is chav gimel, in chav dalet it says, that he wears the begodim again, the big days of, and he does the oilos of oilos ha'om. Oilos of oilos ha'om is done prior to the removing of the kaf amachta. So it's not ala seder. Chutz bi posik zeh, my timer, zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Chisda, Gemira, Chomesh Tvilas, Vasori Kedushin. Because we want to establish there are five Tvilas. Gemira means Halach Lomesh Mesina, as she says. There's a Halach Lomesh Mesina, there were five Tvilas and ten Kedushin. Toivel Koin Golub Mim Kadesh Boy Biyoin. Now, if you're going to say this Pasuk is Kesidron, and this is the same time that he did the Avoida Pnimius, the beginning of the Pasha, starting from Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet starts off in the beginning of Achrei Mois, Ksoin is bat Kodesh Yilbosh, that he wears the big day lovon, and he does the Avodas Hayoim, including the Ketoiris, including the Parasor and the Parapnim, And then it just says that once he's there, he just removes the begadim, then you're not going to end up having 5 tefillas and 10 kiddushim. You only find 3 times that the Torah mentions that there were tefillas and kiddushim. So there are 5 kiddushim as follows. Look, just in the Seidah Advarim, chronological things that took place. In the morning, like we had in the last Mishnah, he wore the big day zov. The previous Mishnah said, Poshat, he took off a big day choil, the Mishnah Lam Alfam Beis. Yorad v'tovel, all of in his topic, he will a big day zov. So they brought in the big day zov. What did he do with the big day zov? He brought the Karban Tomid. Karban Tomid is brought every day. But since today it's Yom Kippurim, and even though every day it's done by a regular coin, it's part of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, and he has to wait. It's not the Avodah of Kapora of Yom Kippurim. It's every day bring a Karban Tomid, but that's the first thing that he does. So the first tefillah is that he puts on Big Day Zov, and he brings the Tomid Shel Shachar, and the Ktoris, and the Neiris. Then he removes it, and he puts on the Big Day Lovin. That's Pasuk Dalad in the beginning of Parshas Achrimos. Shenis Bat Kodesh Yilbosh. He puts on Big Day Lovin. And over there he does the whole Parsha after Pasuk Dalad. Dalad, which is the Ktoris, Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Poyer, the Pyre, and the Soryeh Pnim, all that is done with the Big Day Lovon. Then it says something out of order, which is going to be Pasuk Chav Dalad, because Chav Dalad says he puts on Big Day Zov, and he does the Oilos of Oilos Om. That's the real order. Chav Dalad before Chav Gimel. He puts on the Big Day Zov, and he does the Eilo V'Eilo Om, and that's going to be Pasuk Chav Dalad. Then he removes it, and now goes Pasuk Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel is, he goes and he puts on a Big Day Lovon. Because after he did the Eilav Eilav Om, he goes now and he puts a Big Day Lovon to remove the Kaf and the Machto. And then after the Big Day Lovon, he goes, puts on again the Big Day Zov, and he does the Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim, and that's the Ben Arbaim. So those are the 5 times that not all are mentioned in the Torah, if you're not going to break up Chav Gimel and Chav Dalad, and say Chav Gimel really belongs after Chav Dalad. Because the one that's the first one is the last Mishnah, the Big Day Zov, he starts off Tomet Shel Shachar, and the Ktoiris in the morning, and the regular Hatovas HaNeiris. Then is the Big Day Lovin, which is mentioned, Pasuk Dalad, which is for the Par Soryeh and the Par Pnim, and the real Ktoiris, all the Elefnai V'Lefnim. Then it's Big Day Zov, which is mentioned out of order, which is the Eilav Eilav Om. Then is Pasuk Chav Gimel, which is mentioned only if you say it's out of order, so then it's another Tefillah, which is the Big Day Lovin for Itzos Kaf HaMachto. And then there's Big Day Zov for the regular thing, again, that we don't see Ferish and Pasuk, which is the Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim. Those are the 5 times. If you're not going to say this, then you only end up with 3. 3 are mentioned. And if it's only 3, then you end up only have 6 tefillahs and 3 kiddushim. 3 tefillahs and 6 kiddushim.
What do you have to go into the Kodesh to change?
Which Pasuk? Chav Gimel, after it's out of order, it's referring to removing the Big Day Kodesh, the Lovon, and take out the Kafa Mach that we said.
Why did you change? You should change in Nazar, not in Ben Elmo.
So since we're touching the Pasuk that it's referring to removing the Kafa Mach, you're not going inside. That's what Ramban learns, and Rishonim learns, Tayshonim learns. We're not talking about the Pashtakra that you're going inside, remove your clothing, and walk out naked. Right. No. But that's not what it means. It's Lala Seda. The Pasuk is saying, put on Big Day Lovon, take out the Kafa Mach. After you took out the kafta machta, then you remove your posik, your clothing, and then it's either gunzum or use it for the koinedit, but you can't use it again. But it doesn't mean literal. Literal means you're going inside, you're moving clothing, you did nothing. Taishonim says it can't be that. Zok Taishonim. Tap Taishonim. Lomu bo. Ki ein loy mashabo shom. Like you're asking, kide lifshet begodov ulanichon lifnim. The vadim is tame ein mitzel aniach begodov ulapoishim lifnim. Doesn't mean stam that you place it there. Elo shelo yistam shubem oid. Ho ikonami, do amashik sheirem lekoin edyut. There's a sheet that it says that's kosh koin edyut. So it doesn't mean that he just went inside, posuk chav gimel, took off his clothing, and placed it there. But rather, what does it mean? Like the Gemara says, it means that he took out the kafa machto. Zog the Gemara. So again, this pasuk that we said Chav Gimel is not coming to tell me stam, like the Shem says. Ein abayla lohoitzis the kafe machta. It's coming to tell me to be moitzis the kafe machta. And it's out of order. Shkola parashkola neam ala seda. Everything is in order. Chutz mi pasuk zeh. This pasuk is telling me clearly that it's removal of the kafe machta. My time, Omer, Rav Chizik, Gemira, Chomesh, because we have Allah Chomesh Mesinai, Chomesh Tfilis, Vassar, Kedush, and Tevil, Koen, Golov, Mekash, Bebe, Yoim. The Ikasid, and if it's Kasidron. And this is while he's in already. It's just telling me to remove the clothing. Lo, Mishkach, Zal, Sholosh, Tfilis. Then we only have three times that I mentioned Tfilis. Vashish, Kedush, and, because every Tfilis has Kiddush before and after. For the Levisha, and for the Hafshot. Zog, the Gemara. Tanya, Omer, Rav Yehuda. Zog, Rav Yehuda. Minayin l'chomesh tefilas v'asol kedushin shatavi kan golem kash bebi yoim. Talmud loymar shteit in posuk. Ubo agoin el oylem oyed uposhat es bigdei habad. Posuk chov gimel. V'rochat b'sorah b'mayim. This is posuk chov dalet already, which says rochat b'sorah b'mayim. V'mokim kodosh. V'lovish es b'godov v'yotzov ha'oso. And here he does now oyle soy v'oyle sa'om. Holamarato. Shkola Mishane Mavoida Lavoida. He's Mishane Mavoida Lavoida. He's going, he's doing another Avoida now. He's doing a lot of Olas Om. Toon Tvila. You require a Tvila. Zog Rashi. Ubo Arna Lola Moyed Nemar Acha Shigoma Aktora Umatin Domim Parvisor. Oh. Ubo Arna Lola Moyed in Pasuk Dalet is after the Aktora. I'm sorry. It's after, this is written after the Mai Saktora, meaning Lefnai V'Lefnim, the whole Pasha, after Pasuk Dalet and onward, we wear the big Delovim, Umatin Dom Pai V'Soy, and the Pai V'Soy and Pfnim. This Pasuk Chav Gimel. Lomu Ubo El Heichal, why is he coming to the Heichal like a Gomer Avedosov? He just finished his Avodah. What's he coming in? He just did the Avodah Pfnim. I mean, it doesn't say what he does. It doesn't come stump to take off his clothing. Like it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, so it says over there, so that's the Ben Abadim, so that he comes to remove now. Because Pasha, Kach Sidon Avodizom, Chutz Mikrozek, except for this Pasuk. Shekosav, Hoitzos, Kafamachta, Im Avodiz Apanimios. It's written together with Avodiz Apanimios. Veloyiv Sikavodiz, Eil of Eil on Ben the time. Chav Dalet is really beforehand, and it's not written earlier. Voila Lichta Betchila Vyotzov Osses Eil Osai, which is Pasuk Chav Dalet, Eil on. Ve'achachabaram Loitz Kafamachta. Ve'achal Poshes Big Dabad, Venichom Shom, Verochas Sorbamayim, Velovish of God of Shmoina Shall Kola Shona. And then he does it with Sofim with Tomach Ben Abayim. It doesn't say that order. So Gemara my timer talk lahafsik be'elo ve'elo om ben avodas hayoyim loytzos kafa machta. Why is the taka separated? Why does it have to be mafsik it? On the chafriz the gemira because we have loch lomesh misinai chomesh tfilas bei biyom v'ika sidron shal avodas tziv mikuzeh lemishkach me'elo sholoish achaz the Tomach Shashacha, that's one. Achaz ben lo ve'en avodas hayoyim meaning ben loy u'ven avodas hayoyim kulo. If it's not, come tell me another tefillah. So then it's one parasha, the whole avodah of keteres pnim together with tzoz kafa machto. That's two. The achas ben tzoz kafa machto leelo veelo om v'imoy ma misov mitomach ben abayim. So it's only three altogether. The fikra tzoch lahapsik eelo veelo om ben avodah sayoyim letzoz kafa machto v'itz osam tapsik ben eelo veelo om letomach ben abayim. Hayechomish tomach shachar bebig deizov avodah sayoyim bebig deilovon. Eilo ve'elo om be big day zov, alam is be'ach achitza ne'etzos kafa machta big day loven, umusov mitomach ben abayim be big day zov. So that's the five that we mentioned. The five are very simple. Big day zov, tomach al shachar, and the k'toris and the tovus anegos. Big day loven, the k'toris, the par and the sorry pnim. Big day zov, eilo ve'elo om, and part of the musofin. And big day loven, to'etzos kafa machta, and big day zov, tomach ben abayim. What's the Gedah Hadvarim when you wear Big Day Lov and when you wear Big Day Zov? So it's mamish back and forth. Torah is a little cryptic, but what's the Gedah? So the Rambam in Avodah Mikipurim says, Avodos HaMiyuchodis L'Yoyim is Big Day Lovin. So it's Miyuchod L'Yoyim, very geschmack. The beginning, Tomat Shal Shachar, is not Miyuchod for L'Yoyim. At the end, Ben Abayim is not Miyuchod L'Yoyim. And Eila Veila Om is Chorish Tegoshver. Chorid is Meyuchad Liyoyim. It's a Musafim. Eila Veila Om is a Musafim. If the Akdor is Meyuchad for the Yoyim, so what's the Pshat that the Ram, that we know that by when it comes to Eila Veila Om, it's Big Days of the Chorid is Meyuchad for the Yoyim. The Losh Ramam is.
Musafim you have a whole year. You have Sukkot also in Musafim. Musafim is not Meyuchad for Yom Kippur.
But it's the Musaf of Yom Kippur.
No, Yom Kippur, the Zodzel is Yom Kippur. The Kitairus is Yom Kippur. The Musafim is a
Kassim. So how you magde that? So there's a Agdola that Chayim want to say a little better, and it says as follows. I hear what you're saying, but it says a big different Agdola. Avada the Musaf of the Yoyim is the Musaf of Yoyim. Yes, you have a Musaf every week, but there's the Musaf of that Yoyim. So the Chayim Tzavaris HaMichoris the Yoyim. Zog and Achayim, the Pshat is, it's not Stam Yuchat to the Yoyim. You need something which is a kapora for the Yoyim. A Maisa kapora. Masha'enkein, the Musafim is a Kedusha Sayoyim. Kedusha Sayoyim, yes, it's Meyuchat for the Yoyim. But it's a Kedusha Sayoyim. Kedusha Sayoyim doesn't require Big Dilomim. It's the Kapora Sayoyim that requires. And that's Akdogan the difference. Avodas HaMeyuchad means the Kapora, the Meyuchat of the day is the Kapora Shaboy. That's what you have to learn. Now the question is, Hoitzos Kafamachto is not Kapora Sayoyim. Yes, it's Meyuchat, but it's not a Kapora Sayoyim. How does Hoitzos Kafamachto require Big Dilomim? On that you have to say, there's two dinim. There's a din, Kapora Sayoyim, which require Big Dilomim. And then there's another din, like it says in Feirush and Posuk. When you go lifnai v'lifnim, that also requires Big Dilomim. Besides Kaporas Hayoyim, the Posuk says, Bezois Yovei Arna LaKoydesh, and then it says, B'Ksonis Bat Koydesh, Posuk Dalet, right after that. So we see that there's a din of when you go lifnai v'lifnim, even if it's merely to remove the Kafah Machta, that itself requires Big Dilomim. So these are the Akdoras of Big Dilomim, is Kaporas Hayoyim, Lafuke Kedush Hayoyim, and in addition, the Knisa lefnai v'lefnim requires Big Dilomim.
Maybe it's just a sniff of the avodas hakteiros lefnai
v'lefnim. We're making it another, and we're making it a whole nother ma'isa with a tefillah between a whole nother avoda. We behead you being chalak, like Rashi says, bein avoda la avoda. You need a tefillah. We're calling behead you two different avodas. Yes, avodas beis shaych to what you just did, but we behead you telling Rebecca a different avoda. That's Rabbi Yehuda saying bein minayin lechavet tefillahs. He says that what's his lashon? It's Meshanah Me'avoyda Avoyda, be calling it another Avoyda. It's an Avoyda, it's Oz Kafa Machta. So, and it's Takedon after Big Days Of. It's a major break in between. You put on Big Days Of. So it's Shmeshach Shach, a new Avoyda with a Zov in between. It's a different Avoyda of it's Oz Kafa Machta.
And what would it have mean if it only three changes that he would wait until
Gemira.
He would wait for, and then take it to Kfaris.
No, the Havina was like if it's Kesidron, if it's not out of order, then you're in already. You're doing the Kfaris and take out the Kafah Machta. Take out the Kafah Machta. Right, and then that would be connected to Halacha Mesh Mesina, which is Gemira. Zok Gemo. That was Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Minayin l'chomesh tefillos?" He brings a pasuk. Ubar el amoy the pasuk big day abad v'chokas b'sol b'mayim mokum kodesh v'lovash. So lemanato we yemeshanim avoy levoyda eton tefillah. Omar Rebbe. How do you know there's five tefillahs and ten kedushin that he did on that day? That's pasuk dalet. Big day kodesh heim v'rochatz b'mayim as b'sogoi uleveishom. Holamarito shkolam eshanim avoyda lavoyda. Meaning, after you, the beginning is the tomat shachar and the teres and tomat shneiros, and now that you're changing. After this, you mishan ma'avoy levoido, and you're putting on the big day vad. So tone tefila, va'oyim a big day kodesh heim. Hukch kol abgadim kulun zelazeh. The chomish avoyde saying, what are the four avoydes like we spoke out? Tomech shachar be big day zov. That's one. Avoydes hayoyim, which is the toiras and the parasoy penim be big day lovin. Eil of eil om, which is out of order chav dalad be big day zov, which we said is kedush hayoyim, the musaf of the day. Kaf umachto, which is avoydes. Kapora, which kaf or machta, which elo of elo is musafim shel yoyim. Correct.
It's kapora.
No. Elo of elo om, we're saying, is a chelik of the musaf yoyim. His musaf and the om's musaf.
He doesn't mean musaf. He means the kapora.
Eloi. I got it, but that's not the kapora of the parpnim. It's not the parpnim. Elo of elo om is not the parpnim. Not the parpnim. Elo of elo om is not the parpnim. It's behed in a posik. The big day zov you wear by the elav elam. Here, let me read pasuk of dalit. Side. The rochas zov and mayim makukari v'loib gav yotzav asa. I lost zov oila saam. I lost zov oila saam.
What's
oila saam? Ayila oila.
It's his. That's a gun to fight for Shayda Ha'am. That's a Musa, but Eloy is his own. His own, that's Kapara. That's a din of only Yom Kippur. That's only Yom Kippur.
Who said it can't be a carbon? Why can't it be a carbon? Why can't it be a carbon that he brings?
It's
Tzarech Hayoyim. Kapara's Hayoyim? The big difference, Kapara's Hayoyim or Tzarech Hayoyim? Eloy of that day, but it's not the Kapara's Hayoyim. Let's try to finish the Amid. Zogdi Gomorrah. Kafu Machta, that's removal of Kafu Machta, which is out of order, Chav Gimel, the big day Lovam. Tomat Shabbin Abayim, that's afterwards, the big day Zov. Now, the removal of the Kafu Machta, even though you're entering a Bir Rekonis, we know you're not allowed to enter Rekonis, you're entering for nothing, you're not doing anything, you're going in. That's not called the Bir Rekonis, because it's in order to take out the Kafu Machta. That's not called entering Umzis, as I stated in Chuskuni, Be'edyan the Pasha. And the Meshach Chochma, he says, that Ubo Aaron El Oil Moyed, that you don't think that maybe the Kafa Machti can enter through El Beis HaPeroiches. Who says you have to go through the Oil Moyed? Bishleimer, when you bring the Dam, when you bring the Shoyres, when you bring the Cholim, when you do everything, you have to go through the Hekel, through the Oil Moyed. But who says for the removal of Kafa Machti, you have to go through, maybe you can go Beis HaPeroiches from the back and take out the Kafa Machti. It's only in order to remove the Kafa Machti. Of them, Zog the Pasuk, Ubo Aaron El Moyed, it needs a Knesset through the Oil Moyed. You can't go there, Achranis, even though you're only removing the Kafa Machta.
Now, Legabe de Elo ve Elo Om, it's clearly not for the Kapora. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Achre Mois, in Pasuk Gimel, it says, Bezois Yove Aaron El Akoidit Bepar Ben Boker Lechatos, the par is for a Chatos, the Ayel Lo Oilo. The Ayel is not for a Chatos, that's the Oilo. That's Eloi is for an Oilo. And then in Pasuk Hey, it says, the Elo Om. The two seerim are for chatos. Again, the elo om is for an oilo. The elo and elo om, he wears big dezov. Those are not for kapora. Those are not kaporas hayoim. Those are merely for the oilas oilos of oilos om. That's the oilo that they both brought for an oilo, but not meduktik. They're not for chatos. So again, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda learns that we know that the chomish tulis and the sarik kedushin. He's Toivel and Mekadosh Boy Bayoim. From the Pasuk of Ubo Aaron El Oil Moyed, Uposhas Big Day Abad. In Pasuk of Gimel, he removes the Big Day Lovon after he does the Avoidah of the Eloi Ve'Elo Om, which is out of order, which is the Pasuk of Dalet. And from here we learn that Shekola Meshanim Avoidah L'Avoidah, since this removing of the Big Day Lovon and taking out the Kafa Machta is after the Eloi Ve'Elo Om, so mainly we learn from here, Kol Meshanim Avodah L'Avodah is Tohu Tefillah. Rebbe learns that you learn it from the fact that it starts off in Pasuk Dalet. It says that he wears the Ksonis Bad Kodesh Yilbas Umichzeh Bad Yiyah B'Sorg V'Avnet Yachkar U'Mitzvahs Bad Yitznoif Big Deish Kodeshim. And then it says V'Roch B'Mayim B'Sorg L'Veishom. Holamarati, you learn Kol Meshanim Avodah L'Avodah. Since this taking place, Pasuk Dalet is after the Tomat Shel Shachar. You Meshanim Avodah L'Avodah from the beginning, from the morning, and you took a Big Day Zov and you put on Big Day Lovon now, and you Meshanim Avodah L'Avodah, so Mela, Toh and Tefillah, and V'Oimer Big Day Kodesh Heim, Huk Shkol Abgadim Kulin Zelazeh. And that's why you have to have a Tefillah between the Avodahs. And then the Gemara says, V'Chomish Avodah Sein, like we just said, Tomat Shel Shachar is the first, the Big Day Zov. Avodah Sein, Big Day Lovon, that is Sar, the Par Pnim, and the Sar Pnim, and the Ktoris. Elo ve'elo om, that's the Musafin, the Elo and Elo om, that's again the Big Day Zov. Kafa Machto, that's the Pasuk of Gimel, then you remove the Kafa Machto, that's a Big Day Lovin, and Tomat Shebein Abayim is the Big Day Zov. Now Taisov here in the top points out, and the Taishonim also says similarly, Taisov says, Gemira Chomish Tfilas, Tamili, I Hilchaso, if it's Aloch Lamesh Mesinai, Sakro Lomeli. Like, come on, what do we need all these psukim that we're saying now? Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe, it's Aloch Lamesh Mesinai. If not for the psukim, have amina chomesh tefilos yitboy lafilu bezeach hazeh kulam biyachat. Maybe the chomesh tefilos the halacha chomesh mesina would be one after another. That you take have a separation between the avodas and that's when you do the tefilah of it lu. And if not for the halacha chomesh mesinai from the pasuk alone, have amina ena meshanim avod lavoida el gim pomim. You would say there's only a change over three times in avodas. Davlu gimel tefilas v'suloi. So mele because of the halacha chomesh mesinai, we know that you have to learn that the pasuk is shleikas sidon and there's taka a five times a change over. Teis Shonim says di mamasal gmir chomesh tefilos. The halacha mishnah is not the number five. The mikronafka. Elay shinui avoides gemirulu. Umemele yesh min kol achas v'achas tefila. Aval b'halochlam yesh misinai lehuska tefilois. Now Tosin, the next day by Maschel, he brings a raya and he says that the tzos kafa machta was obviously after the avoida of elo ve'elo om. So Tosin says, because otherwise the uba is in naught, like we said. And why would it say uba? So Tosin v'yesh loimayim isad loya v'hefzik ben etzos kafa machta l'avoida sayyom shalofaneo loma nema ba uba aron v'hosam koi, he's there already. The Ubo means he's coming from a different avoida, and it can't be that it's Kesidron, because then it won't be considered a Ma'is Ubo. How do we know that every one of the five tefillahs need two kiddushin? Meaning, one for the Ma'is Hafshota of the Beged, and one for the Ma'is Halbosha of the new Beged. And we had in the Gemara before, a Machlok Zumei and Rabbonon. The first time that you're putting on, you're removing Big Day Choyl. So over there is no Hafshota of Big Day Kodesh. So over there, it would imply, if Rameh Shita Taka is, that there's two Tfilas over there, so then Taka would be, it would be Asol Kedushin, because there's Taka, two Tfilas, like it says in the Braisa, for the Levisha, for the actual Levisha of the Big Day Zov in the beginning. Because over there is no Hafshota of Big Day Kodesh. Unless you say over there, Taka, it's a tefila kongtra meya for the afshota big dechol, and afshota big dechol also requires a tefila, not just afshota big day kodesh, but kaponim da'as shitzer meya, that it's the first time that you're putting it on also requires two, and that's how you get to the number 10. Otherwise, it's kongtra abonah, it's only 9, and a kongtra abonah, we said that the 10 is at the end when you remove the big day kodesh over there. It's total removal, and you're putting on big dechol again. So over there, since a kongtu Rabbonon, there's a tefillah for the Ma'is Hafshota, so over there, Taka, the 10th one is over there. Kongtra Meya, the tefillah is, let's say, for the Ma'is Levisha, so over there is no Levisha you're putting on. You're putting on Big Dechol, so he doesn't count the one at the end of the day when you remove the Big Dechodesh. And that's the Machlokes we had before. How do you have the 10? Meaning, the middle one is Taka for the Hafshota and for the Levisha. The first one, over there, you don't have a Hafshota Big Dechodesh, and the last one, you don't have a Levisha of Big Day. Kodesh, only Big Dechoyl. And that's Machlok's remain Rabbonon. How do you get to the Asorah? But Kaponim, the Gemara says, Uminayish called Tvilo Tzir Shnei Kiddushin, Talmud Loima, Uposhat, Verochat, Verochat, Lovash. As if it says, Verochat for the Pshita, and Verochat for the Levisha. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Oime, Kavl Choyma. You have a Kavl Choyma. That you have to have the 10 Kiddushin. Uma, Bemokim Shein Ton Tvilo. Meaning, the whole year, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need a Tvilo. We said the tefillah is only a schach tefillah. We learned the Gemara before that it's not a deraisa that kavach chaim, you have to have a tefillah when you enter. It's only a schach tefillah to remind yourself of tumah yeshana. So ain't ton tefillah be'etzem, still ton kiddush, because it's avada kiddush we said you need. If a kohen hedya, a kohen gola was not a kaddish when he enters, so then avada is psula. So madach, if you don't need a tefillah the whole year, you ton kiddush, shemokim shton tefillah, on Yom Kippurim where you need a tefillah, ain't a dinshe ton kiddush, for sure you require a kiddush. Zog Rashi, Uma mokim shein ton tefila kol imoyis hashona. Habolavid ein ton tefila min ha-teure, elam divis sofim lisko tumi yashona. So, and still ton kiddush d'chsiv. Bevoyim al oil moid, bekovosim elam izbeach yichatsu. Rashi brings a fair shaposuk, this is in Shmoyis Mem Lamed Beis. It says, Bevoyim al oil moid, bekovosim elam izbeach yichatsu, kash tzivah shem izboisha. That when you enter, you have to have a kiddush. So mokem shton tefila, meaning Yom Kippurim, l'chol chalifis begodim, every time you change begodim, it says you need a tefila. So if kol shekein, you'd have to have a kiddush. So fact the more, if that's the case, how do you see 10? Imala halon, kiddush echod, afkan kiddush echod. Maybe you'd only require one kiddush. Meaning, when the kohen enters throughout the year, he's mekadesh, it's only one kiddush, it's not two kiddushim. So mele afkan and Yom Kippur, between avoid and avoid, maybe kiddush echod would suffice. Dialog menadin liyos kenidim. On that, the pasuk says, "Tam eloy mar." The pasuk of Gimel, "Ubo aron eloy amoy." The pasuk big day abod asher lovash matam eloy mar asher lovash. Obviously, he's removing that which he wore. But that's extra. Klum adam poishet elam asher lovash. You always remove what you wear. So why does the pasuk have to say asher lovash? Elot's come to tell me a limud that you're learning out pshita to levisha lahakish pshita levisha ma levisha ton kiddush. Just like when you put on big day kodesh, you have to have a kiddush. Like we learned from a Kavach Chaimah, so af pshita, with the removing of the big Kodesh, ton kiddush, and that's how he learns that you have to have a two kiddushim, and not just one. You have to have a kiddush for the pshita, and kiddush for the levisha. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, like we just said in the Braisa, Minayin lechomish tefilas vasol kedushin shtovel koyin gol umekadosh bo biyoyim, Talmud loyma, ubo aron el oil moed v'rochatz v'sor b'mayim b'mokim kodosh, holamadato, shkola meshane ma'avoyda la'avoyda, whenever you change from avoyda la'avoyda, whenever you do from one avoyda to another avoyda, toon tefila, it requires a tefila. Now this pasuk is talking about that he's removing the big day lovon, uposhat his big day habod, ubo aron el oil moed, uposhat his big day habod, asher lovash. So we see that yet when you're removing the big day lovon, so mela you have to have a tefila. That means you're removing the big day lovon after, and now you're going to put on big day zov. That's the pashas aposik. You're removing big day lovon and you're putting on big day zov. So we see that from big day lovon to big day zov, you have to require a tefila. So that's what the Gemara says. Omer Rabbi Minayin lechomish tefilas v'asol kedushin shtovi koyin gol umekadosh bo biyoyim. Talmud loyma bo aron el oil moed v'rochatz es b'sor b'mamish b'mokim kodosh. Holamarto shkol meshanim avoyda la'avoyda toun tefila. And now the Gemara is going to ask, ashkomi big day lovon le'big day zov, because you're removing big day lovon, that means you're going to put on big day zov, so we see you need a tefila. How do you know fakert mi big day zov le'big day lovon minayin? And that we'll see Gemara continues tomorrow to the how do you know the opposite too? Now the Tos Shanim over here has a kasha. We said in the Gemara, a kavul chomer, madach b'mokim she'ein toun tefila, meaning the whole year you don't require a tefila, only for schach tefila tumi yeshana, still toun kiddush. So mokim she'toun tefila on yom kippur, you need to have a tefila. So in a din she'toun kiddush, for sure you need a kiddush. Zok teis yeshanim mokim she'toun tefila in a din she'toun kiddush v'lekel ameim ad adarabe tefila b'mokim kiddush. If you need a tefila, so why would you need a kiddush? Tefila is all inclusive. Tefila should include also a kmeis a kiddush. Zok teis is no, teis yeshanim no. The chemin sheyesh tefila lo yitzach kiddush. So he says, no, don't say that you don't need a kiddush. Da tefila einoi b'mayim kedoshim k'moy kiddush ohoyo b'meikir. So he says, a big yisoid. Yes, you were toivel. Toivel, you might think, is all-inclusive. It includes kiddush too. He says, no, tefila is not mayim kedoshim. Meikir was mayim shenis kaddish bekir. So Mela, that's why you still need the kiddush adayim v'glayim. Kiddush adayim has an added advantage that it's niskadish b'meikir. It's mayim kedoshim. Mayim kedoshim you don't have by the tefila. So Mela, besides the tefila, you'd also need a kiddush. This is very geschmack because we said on Yom Kippurim, we said that the Chizkuni says that you need to have a kiddush shel zov, we know. So how did Chizkuni explains, how does Rashi say that it comes from a kiyur? L'chay, you need a kiddush shel zov. The Teretz is, because even though you do a kiddush shel zov in Yom Kippurim, it still has to be mayim that was in Scottish in the key. You need meikir. There's a special kiddush of meikir. Kiddush shel zov doesn't have the mayim of meikir. It might be a klish soris that's mekadish, kiddush shel zov, but it's not meikir. So the special kiddush of meikir you don't have by tefila. And likewise, that's why kiddush shel zov alone would not suffice. You need the meikir before you transfer it into the kiddush shel zov. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid. Ashkom big de lovin, big de zov, big de zov, big de lovin, minayin. We'll continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem.